video was very good this morning, wasn't it? It was lovely. Before we come to some slides that I'm going to show you this morning, I'd like to read some familiar verses to you this morning. They are verses concerning the first Christmas, the birth of the Lord Jesus. You will have read these verses this morning, but as I read them, may the Lord bless us. Amen. I need some light. A little bit of light. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel this morning. And the heading of the passage of Scripture is called The Birth of Jesus Foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. The kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." A couple of words from Matthew's Gospel concerning the wise men, the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. And a little further on, and they heard that the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Some more verses of Luke's Gospel. The angel answered when talking to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And so the Holy One will be born and will be called Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, and who was said to be barren in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." Thank you for those verses. They are familiar verses that we have heard before. And this morning I would like to talk to you about the very first Christmas. We've heard it in the video this morning from those Muppets who sang to us in Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a tricky one. And I'd like to talk to you about the first Christmas. Who was there? We know who was there. There was a variety of people who was there. We know that Mary was there. We know that Joseph was there. We know that Jesus was there. We know that the angels were there. We know that the wise men were there. And we know that the shepherds were there. Six characters, a variety of people, were there on the first Christmas. And each one had something going on. Each one had something going on in their lives. And so this morning, I'd like to take you on a little journey into each one of those people, into each one of those characters, and show you and give you a glimpse of something that was going on in their lives at the very first Christmas. Do you want to come on a journey with me this morning? Yes, let's do it. The first people or person or angelic being that we're going to have a look at this morning is the angels. What was going on for the angels? Well, it was all about the message. The angels had to give a variety of messages to the people. Do you remember that it was the angel Gabriel who came to Mary and he said to Mary, Mary, you are highly favored. You will have a son and his name will be Jesus. The angel delivered the message. And there was a time when the angel had to deliver a message to Joseph. It was a message of reassurance. They said to him, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And then there was another time when the angels had to deliver a message to the shepherds. And they says, a savior has been born. You got to find him. And there was another time when the angels delivered message to Joseph. Leave this place. Go to Egypt. And then they did. And after a time when Joseph and Mary was in Egypt, another angel came to Joseph and he says, come back to Israel. Come back from where you are. It's safe to come back now. And so on the very first Christmas, the angels had a very important part to play. And the one thing that they had to do was deliver the messages of God to a variety of people. But those messages had to be delivered to the right people, in the right place, at the right time. It had to be right. And so if you were to ever interview an angel who was there at the very first Christmas, and if you were to ask an angel, what was it? What was the one thing that you remember? They would probably say to you, I had to deliver a message. And so our first character this morning, our first angelic being this morning, is all about the message. Our next character is Joseph. And when I think about Joseph, I think there was a man who needed more time. You see, when he received the news that his wife-to-be was going to have a son by means of the Holy Spirit, it must have been a shock to the system. Like, how do you process that in your mind? You need time. You need time to take that on board. You need time to process that in your mind and in your heart. You need time to get your head around it. And so it was for Joseph. He needed more time just to get his head around the idea of that God was going to bring about a baby into his life and into Mary's life by such means of the Holy Spirit. And then there was a time in Joseph's life and his relationship with Mary that they had hit a rocky patch. He began to think about splitting up with Mary. He began to think about, maybe this isn't going to work out between me and you. I'm finding it a little bit difficult, Mary. But he needed time for his relationship with Mary to grow. He needed to give his relationship with Mary and his relationship with God. He needed to give it a time for it to grow and for it to develop. And he needed to give himself time. He maybe needed to give God time to work all things through concerning his life and the life of his family. So when I think about Joseph, when I think about the first Christmas and the events of that time, here was a man who I would suggest he needed a little bit more time concerning some of the things in his life. And even, do you remember when they were searching for somewhere to live? And they had the bad news that there's no room at the inn. And I can hear Joseph thinking to himself, if I only had a bit more time, I could search for somewhere better. But here was a man. And if there was one thing that he needed, and if there was one thing that he needed to give his family and Mary and Jesus and even God and in his faith, he needed a little bit more time. Let's think about Mary. See, Mary, we know Mary. We are familiar with Mary. We know that Mary is the mother of Jesus. She is the highly and favored one. She is a faith-filled follower of Jesus in her own right, and yet she is the mother of the Messiah. Think about that. She is an inspiration to many in the faith. Mary, often we know she's been elevated more than what she should in some circles. But we know that Mary is the mother of the Christ child. And she was there in his life. She was there at the first Christmas. She was there throughout his life. And she was even there at his death at the cross. We even find her at the wedding of Cana. We've seen her in a different light. Mary, the pushy parent, pushing Jesus to do something that he doesn't want to do, but he ends up doing it because Mary was a little bit pushy during that time. A pushy parent. But Mary, the Bible says, treasured all of these things in her heart and pondered them. Well, what things? Surely these are the things of God. She treasured the things of faith. She treasured the things of God. The things that were taking place during that season and during the unfolding events of that time of her life. She treasured them. She took hold of them and placed them in her heart. She held on to them. To treasure is to hold dearly. And here was a woman who treasured the gifts of God, the birth of Jesus. She treasured Joseph. She treasured her family. She treasured the promises and the words of God. Here is a woman who treasured the things of God. I heard this week somebody say these words. They said, when you're digging for diamonds, you're bound to get your hands dirty. And I think to myself, yeah, that's so true. When people are digging for treasure, for diamonds, for jewels, they go into the earth and they get their hands dirty. And there would have been many of people during the first Christmas who may have considered the things of God and the birth of Jesus dirt. But not Mary. No, not Mary, because she treasured it. She treasured the visitation of the angel Gabriel. She treasured the birth of her son. She treasured the belief and the hope and the savior of a world. And she held dearly all of these things in her heart. And so when I think about Mary, when I think about the first Christmas, here is a woman who treasured the jewels of faith in her heart. Shepherds. Today we're part of the story. And we know that the shepherds were there. The story tells us that the angels visited the shepherds and they told them that a savior has been born and that you gotta go and search for him. And so that's what the shepherds did. They began to search for the child that had been born in a manger. They began to look for him. Is he here? Is he there? Where can we find him? But yet, they still needed to take care of their own flocks. You can't just abandon your sheep and just head off and just search for something new and something that is coming. No. Here were the shepherds. They had two tasks. The first task that they had to do was search for the newborn Savior. Search for him with all of your heart. Search for him with all of your might. And then the second thing that they had to do was to continue to take care of the sheep that was already in their care. You can't just abandon the sheep and go look for Jesus. No, no, no. You've got two things to do. And so here was a time when the shepherds were learning the lesson of juggling. Searching and caring. Searching and caring. Searching for the baby while caring for the flock. One eye on the search and another eye on the sheep. Oh, I just must take care of the sheep so that they don't wander. And so when I think about the shepherds, when I think about those during the first Christmas, they had two tasks. One was to search and find for the baby, and the other task was to continue to care for the sheep that was already in their care. And so here was a time when they were learning how to juggle the various tasks while not losing any that were in their care. And so when I think about the shepherds, and if you were to ask a shepherd or interview a shepherd of the first Christmas, what was it like for you? They may say, it was a time when I learned how to juggle. To juggle the various tasks. One was searching and the other was caring. Let's move on to our next character. The wise men, we know the story. The wise men gave gifts. When they found the place where Mary was, when they followed the star, when they found the place where Joseph and Mary and the child was, they carried gifts. And the gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And those gifts are valuable. They have worth. And so it is when we bring a gift to Jesus. We bring it and he considers it valuable. He considers it that it has worth. No gift that is ever given to the Lord is ever looked in a way that is not value to it. And so it was for the wise men or the magi as we know them. They were givers. That's the type of people they were. They like to give gifts. It's often said that it's better to give than it is to receive. Because by giving, you refresh your own heart as well as the heart of those that receive. It is good to give gifts. And we're in a season. Christmas is a time when we give and receive gifts. And these men gave gifts to the Lord Jesus. But they had to travel. The Bible says that they came from the east. And then they went on their way until they found the place where the baby was. And so they were walking for some time. They were traveling for some time. And all the time on their travels, they had to carry the gift. Let's pretend this is the gift. And so they set off on their journey. And this little gift it's quite light. I can manage this gift because it's quite light. I can carry it. But do you know something? The longer you carry something, the heavier it gets. And when you're traveling for a long time and when you have a gift and you have it in your hands and you're thinking, oh, it's beginning to get a little bit heavy. I've been traveling for a long time. I'm carrying this gift. Oh, I just want to lay it down. I just want to give it over. I just want to give it now because it's beginning to get heavy. And I wonder for the kings, I wonder for the magi, that the length of time that they were carrying the gifts, did it begin to get a little bit heavy? And when they finally reached that place, when they handed it over to the one that they longed to see, the one that they worshipped. And so, on the very first Christmas, there was the wise men and they were carrying gifts and they handed it over. And then there was Jesus. He's at the center. Everyone is gathered round. When he's laying in the manger, you've got Mary there and you've got Joseph there. You've got the angels are looking on. You've got the shepherds there. You've got the wise men there. And they're all gathered round and they're all looking at Jesus. And they're all doting upon him. And they're all loving him. And they're all gazing upon him. And they're even worshipping him. And they're giving thanks to God for him. And he is at the center. And everybody is gathered round. It's like a picture of church that as we all gather round, we gaze upon the one who is at the center. He's at the center. If you've ever seen a picture of the nativity, he's at the center. And that's his rightful place. At the center. Isn't that what he wants of you and of me? To be at the center of your heart. The center of your life. That's where he should be. And that's where he was. And that's where he is. Jesus is at the center. At the first Christmas. And so there we have it. Christ at the center in his rightful place. And so this Christmas, maybe it is the case where you can identify with some of the characters of the Christmas story. Maybe it is the case that you're a little bit like Joseph. Maybe you need a little bit more time. Maybe you need a little bit more time for yourself. Maybe you need a little bit more time for others. Maybe it's a case where you need to give God a little bit more time to work things out in your life. Or maybe it's the case that you're a bit like the shepherds. You're juggling the variety of tasks in this busy time, in this time of hustle and bustle. You're juggling. You're learning to juggle the various tasks. Or maybe you're a little bit like the wise men. You've been carrying something. You're carrying a gift or you're carrying something in your heart and you just want to lay it down. You just want to hand it over. If you've been carrying something for some time, today is the day when you hand it over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Or maybe it's the case that you're a little bit like Mary. You're just there. You're just present. And you are treasuring the gifts of God. You're treasuring Jesus. You're treasuring your family. You're treasuring the things of faith. You're holding them in your heart and you're saying, I love you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've given to me. Thank you, Lord. Or maybe it is the case. They're a little bit like the angelic beings, the angels, that you're just saying, I value the message of Christmas. I value it. I see the importance of the message having been delivered and the importance of the message of a Savior being born in this Christmas. But whatever the case, this is what I will leave you with. Will you keep Christ at the center? Will you, like they did on the very first Christmas, will you just look to him, gaze upon him, allow him to be the center of your heart, the center of your life, and the center of this Christmas time? Will you agree with me and do as they did? And we all say together, Lord, you are the center. We place you at the center of our hearts and the center of this Christmas time. And Lord, we thank you for your birth. We thank you for the message that a Savior has been born. And there that is where we place our faith and our hope. All of these things, Christ at the center, where he should be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As we bring these things to a close, is it possible to get one song of worship and we just bring these things to a close? Is that okay, Joe?